right. Well, let's do a case study real quick here, Jim. I appreciate you joining us today.
Sure.
We obviously there's so many things we could talk about, and when it comes to insurance, you know, this is a subject that. Man, it's divisive. In the investment advisory space, it just absolutely everybody's hair stands up on their neck when you bring up insurance, because you got those advisors out there that really they replace a plan with a policy, right? They don't really do actual financial planning. They sell a policy and try to pitch it as though it were a plan.
Right.
And there's some of those on Atlanta radio that's their deal, and you're going to get an insurance. That's the plan. But, you know, in the case with Hensler here, what we run into so many times, that's clearly not what we do. But insurance is a reality. It's a need. Mm. It can serve very appropriate ends when used correctly. So a lot of what you do is reviewing and analyzing clients' insurance situation just to make sure what they've got is appropriate. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is not. And if not, what can we do to help it? So that's what comes up a lot. But in this case study, this is a situation that deals more with really executive compensation, right?
Sure.
So we've got a situation where you've got a business that put in place a benefit plan for their executives that they basically made a promise. It was a supplemental executive retirement plan, a SERP, as often referred to, that makes a promise that when the executives retire or at age 65, they will begin to receive an income stream or a benefit in retirement for X number of years. In this case, it was like a 20-year benefit.
Right. Which is a big obligation that sits on the company books.
It is. And what they had done some number of years ago was basically fund that liability on their balance sheet, because every year they accrue for that, right? They set aside money in theory and say, listen, we're going to have to pay this benefit down the road. So what they did was fund life insurance. They put fund premiums. Created cash value in a life insurance policy that, in theory, the idea was that the life insurance policy could kick out income.
Right.
But they sort of fell asleep at the switch, right?
Right. Yeah, several years into it, probably 6 years in, we got the call to take an analysis of what they have in place. And so many times we've seen this over and over where people sometimes get enamored with the terminology. They like the aspects of executive bonuses or executive compensation without really getting into the nuts and bolts of, well, what is the impact on the cash, right, on a day-to-day, year-to-year basis. And when we dug into this one, what we found was 6 years in, they had a loss on their books. Mm. So as much as the SERP represents a future retirement stream, it sits as a liability on the books. The cash value in this particular scenario also sits on the books of the company. When the CFO got a look at what that represented today, and they began to say, oh, my, this is a thing that's not going on the right track. And we're going to have to make some adjustments here.
Yeah, so the promise to pay the income stream was building and growing. That number was getting bigger, and they had hoped the cash value in the life insurance would grow to meet the obligation. So when the time came to pay the benefit, the money would be there.
Right.
And there was, in this case, it was about a $2 million gap
by the
time you get 25 years out from the time we looked at it.
And when you have a small table that sits around with the three top folks of that organization, mm-hmm. and they look at each other and they say, man, look at what we're doing to the future management of this organization.
Yeah.
You know, wow, that's a... And ultimately, your retirement is hooked into that.
That's a
very difficult set of circumstances to overcome.
Yeah, and I guess the big point, and maybe we can speak this just a little bit, is there's a relationship in life insurance, and it's not a bad idea to do this. This is not SERP plans are not bad things. They've just got to be managed correctly. The structure of the life insurance policy has got to be done a certain way, right? There's a relationship between cash value and death benefit.
That's right. You know, we get a survey, and every year for probably 20 years now, there's a survey that comes out says that almost 95% of Fortune 500 companies have executive benefit plans. Mm-hmm. And over two-thirds of those that have those kind of plans use life insurance as the funding vehicle. So there are strategic uses of life insurance.
Sure.
But what we found is that what is being done at those large companies is a very particular framework of how those policies are constructed. And too many times, as we've seen this, maybe as it's brought downstream with some of the mid-sized companies, mm-hmm. small business companies, when they try to implement this, they get lost in the nuance of, man, you got a big death benefit, you got all these other attributes, but fundamentally, when you have a policy that has minimal death benefits and or reducing of the actual expenses in the policy, that's where it can create some sizable gains on a tax-favored basis.
Sure, and the rub, and just because I've seen it, you and I've both seen it, the truth is when these policies are sold,
right,
they're sold with a huge death benefit.
That's right.
And a small cash value or a premium that doesn't build. So with all the death benefit, there's exceeding fees, exceedingly large fees that eat into that cash balance that don't allow it to grow. So you're setting yourself up for that thing not to perform.
Well, Matt, you probably remember in the meeting with this particular organization when we had to explain to them that really the only way that your scenario is going to work out favorably for all parties involved is you three guys actually got
to
die.
Yeah, you need to die. So that was the only way the company was going to get made whole was through the death benefit, which got a raised eyebrow or two. So I think the take
the only way for success is through death. That's a little difficult.
Three guys involved, we're not too happy to hear that.
Ironically, yeah. That's basically the truth of it. And you know, I think the big takeaway from this is, again, life insurance is a powerful tool. It can be used in executive compensation. When we come back after the break, maybe or later in the show, we may touch on another alternative, what we did to help. But it can be fixed. But it has to be reviewed. Right. Yes. I mean, it's important to keep an eye on these things. Just because a policy has got the word guaranteed, that's a word you'll hear in the insurance world that all of us sort of freak out about.
Yeah, the finance world, you do not hear guaranteed.
You don't hear the RIAs say guaranteed, but the insurance carriers will throw that around.
That's right.
And agents get compensated based off largely off death benefit,
right?
Their commissions are driven by that. So you've got to be so careful. And if you haven't reviewed your life insurance, especially if it's permanent coverage that has cash value in it, it's really important to keep an eye on that. Right. Make sure it's performing as you thought it would, because they told you, most likely when you bought it, here's what this thing's going to do.
Yeah. You wake up later and it's not the case.
It may or may not have achieved that end. So like I said, we'll come back to this maybe later in the show. But let's take a break here real quick, and when we get back, we'll maybe touch on some earnings and answer some questions you sent in to us. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.